Hi, everybody, and welcome to Your Longevity Lifestyle, the podcast where we have real conversations about real ways you can live longer, healthier, and more in flow. Today, we continue our series on the pillars of longevity, where we discuss the essential categories that uphold your longevity lifestyle. And this is our self-love field, where we practice ways to level up our self-love game. Let's play. I talk a lot about how I am an activator health type on the PH360 platform, which is how I personalize my life and in my business. And this is just the newest way that I know myself. I am also a Leo sun sign. I'm a blue storm in Mayan astrology and a dog in Chinese astrology. I'm an INFP on the Myers-Briggs, and the list goes on and on. I am interested in me, what makes me tick on a cellular, emotional, mental, and environmental level. The funny thing is, the more of these things that I know, the more I turn toward self-acceptance and away from trying to be like everyone else. That's a really cool side effect, right? The thing about self-discovery is that it's a journey and not always an easy one. My experience with PH360 was definitely not flowy. Sometimes it's hard to know the difference between who we think we have to be in order to survive in life and who we really are. So to tell you a bit about how PH360 and the whole platform works, you take measurements of your body, things like circumference of your head and wrist and thigh and ankle, and lots more. And then you pair it with questions about your health and heritage and habits, and it spits out a profile of you in this moment based on epigenetics and a bunch of other sciences. The first level of categorization is your health type. Like I'm an activator, there are five others: a connector, a crusader, a guardian, a diplomat, and a sensor. These are broad categories, right? I mean, there's only six for 7.2 billion people in the world, right? So they're large, like class or order in the animal kingdom. And then your profile is super, super specific to you. But when you first look at these categories, like I hadn't even started my coursework for the personalization coaching program, and I already could think of tons of people who I would class as activators, just not me. To be fair, I didn't really feel like a Leo astrological sign for most of my life either. But no way was I an early rising, boisterous firecracker that these activators were supposed to be. In my own mind, I was reserved, slothful, not outspoken at all, and the list goes on and on. But as I sat with it and did my research and went through all of the coursework, we learned about each health type in depth. And the more I learned, the more I found that the activator health type resonated with me. Almost like an archaeologist, as I dug and brushed and picked my way through the information, I discovered long-lost parts of myself. And as I aligned with my personalized recommendations for food, fitness, environment, and mostly the timing of everything, I tapped into a wellspring of energy and passion, and most of all, self-acceptance. One of the things that they say about the loud, boisterous activator is that they will have seen tons of judgment in their lives. Sit down and shut up, or you're too fill in the blank, loud or pushy or unfocused. And so it's natural that I would have gone against that and have figured out that those things were not acceptable in order to survive in life. And actually, most of the health types are living well outside their natural rhythms. Societal pressures dictate that we have to be something that we're not. So we bend and squish and contort into all sorts of uncomfortable positions to meet those demands. So for today's subject, how can we possibly love ourselves when we don't even know who we are. That's why knowledge, and more particularly self-knowledge, is a caveat to self-love. The more you know about you, the faster and deeper and better you can love yourself. So here's a process that I have come up with to help us on this journey. There are 6, possibly 7 steps in this. And the number one, the first one is consult yourself. So figure out what you already know. Chances are you already have a bevy of information accumulated about yourself. Maybe it's your sun sign or your Enneagram or your phenotype. But all of that information, just kind of gather it and see what you already know. And then move on to number 2, devour information. A simple search for personality tests on the internet gives you a bazillion results. So if you don't already have one, set up a spam account for yourself and choose a few because usually they make you sign up with your email address. And so choose a few to have the results sent to your inbox. And then you can just gather them. So whether it's work styles or body types or personality types or things like that, look up all of the different things that you can learn about yourself based on maybe numerology or, you know, the letters in your name, things like that. There's a lot of from very standard and very scientific to kind of out there. The one thing I encourage you to do is to look up Brendon Burchard's High Performance Habits Test. Every once in a while, he offers it for free, and it is fabulous. It's on how you stack up against his high performance habits. So it's quite cool. And the third step is to assimilate that information. So you might have taken yourself to that edge of overwhelm in step 2, where you're devouring the information. So then back off and let the results languish in your inbox and one by one pull them up and digest them in whatever way you do best. Me, I like to print things out and highlight them and spread them out on the floor and find all sorts of connections. But however you do it, work with the information, just kind of see where it all stacks up. And see if you can find those links and those connections and see what the strongest traits seem to be. And then you can move on to step number 4. And that's where you use discernment. It's assess. So most tests have a percentage of inaccuracy. So use your discernment on this. If things don't fit, don't like try to force them to fit. Just keep an open mind and look at the results that you have and the things that do really resonate with you. So step 4 is to assess, and step 5 is trial and error. So you might pick one or two things that that jump out at you and then try it in your life. Like life is one big dressing room. Try on things and see how they fit. See how you do you the best. So maybe like, all right, I'm a Leo and they like to express. I'm an activator and an important part of that is self-expression. And so there are lots of different things in my assessments of myself that match up. That so say I wasn't already expressing myself here, I might think, all right, well, I'm going to go and find a way to express myself, whether it's in writing or speaking or art or any other hands-on creative task. Just give some things a try. So number 5 is trial and error. And number 6 is to date yourself. Seriously. Like you were sitting across the table from a really juicy date that you were totally into. Tell your story. Tell all about who you are, what your dreams are and aspirations are, what you were like when you were a child. So the way you can do this, just kind of speaking or writing or however you want to do it. I prefer stream of consciousness writing like Virginia Woolf. I'll get a notepad and a pen and just kind of write all the things that come to mind. And I'm always amazed at where my pen takes me. So, tell your story and see how you make the connections. There's all these different things and different aspects, and kind of work your way through them in the way that you would be telling a story to someone else, the story of you and the story of your life. And then I am going to add the seventh step in here, and that's to repeat. So as often as you want to, go out there and look for that information and really find all the different ways that you can get to know yourself. So, just to recap, number one, you consult yourself and you figure out what you already know. And as you repeat this process, you'll get more and more things. Number two, devour that information. Go out searching for new ways, new things to new platforms that will tell you about you. Number three, come back home and assimilate all that information, bring it back in and put it into your organizational structure any way that you want to. And number four, then assess it and use your discernment as to don't try to fit yourself in anybody's box, but just pick out the things that that really resonate with you. And number five is trial and error. You can pick these ideas and try them on for size. And number six is to date yourself and to really tell your story about who you are. And number seven, then, of course, is repeat. Remember, the goal here is self-love. We want to turn away from all those things that we feel like we should be and toward who we really are. The biggest caveat in all of this, in all of self-knowledge, is to know that you're in complete control. Who you are is who you choose to be. Yes, you may have tendencies and predispositions and strong innate character traits. But you decide how you show up every day. You decide how you leverage your strengths and transform your weaknesses. But the first step is knowledge. Seek understanding, then acceptance, then reach for love. We are a divine mix. No two are the same. So I invite you to love how you are made. Hey, we're at the end. Thanks for sticking it out. If you're looking to dive deeper into your own longevity lifestyle, here are a couple of completely free ways to meet up with me. Number one, if you enjoy videos or PDFs that you can use to do deeper work in the privacy of your own home, you can check out my free resources available on my webpage at www.personalequivalentcoaching.com. That's my business name, Personal Equivalent Coaching, all bunched together. Number two, if you like tidbits of information on how you can begin to personalize your life, simply follow me on Instagram at personal_equivalent_coaching. Or to find out more about what's going on in my world, visit my personal account at Melinda Perkins 505. Thank you. Have a great day.